This fall, Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. and Bethel Deliverance International Church invite you to our Friday night explosion services. Come experience high praise, heartfelt worship, and powerful messages from faithful preachers of God's Word. Join us Friday, October 7th as Pastor Clement Lupton of Beloved St. John Evangelistic Church delivers an encouraging word from the Lord. Service begins at 7 p.m., preceded by prayer at 6 p.m. at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincope, PA. For additional information, call 215-885-2585 or visit us online at betheldeliverance.org.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Luke says that Simon said to him, "Master, we've toiled all night and we've taken nothing. Nevertheless, I'm not all the way there, but I'm getting closer. Just because you said so, I'm going to let down one net." He said it here, "I'm going to let down the net." But Jesus said, "Nets." It's time for you to take the limits off of God. Told you last week or the week before, one of the weeks, I said, God says, stop asking me for jobs and start asking me for businesses so that you can be a provider to others who are asking for jobs. I'll make you the head. You hanging on, just hanging on to something just because you need the money. The first thing you got to get back is your joy. Before God gives you one dime, you got to get your joy back. He's not going to give you money if you're miserable in your spirit. Get your joy back and go to praising him like you used to when everything was fine. You praise him like you lost your mind. You praise him like David did when the ark came back home. You praise him like you did when you first came to Christ. They let down one net. Tell your neighbor, let down all your nets. Same thing he told Moses. Moses came to him and said, we went back and told Pharaoh, and Pharaoh made us make bricks without straw. God didn't say, well, curl up and die. He said, go back and try it again. That's what Jesus is saying. You fished all night and didn't get anything. Go back and try it again. See, too many of you are giving up. Go try it again. The devil ain't gonna let you win the first time out. Try it again. Come back and try it again. This time, throw all of your nets out. This time, give God all your praise. This time, lose your mind. This time, dance. This time, shout. This time, rejoice. This time, speak in tongues. This time, just try it again. 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 You say, Lord, it ain't working. Try it again. The enemy. The enemy is trying to hit you in places of vulnerability. There are a few people in here that he's telling that your kidneys are going to fail you. He's telling it to you right now, and you are literally afraid. Try it again. Put your hands on your kidney. God is walking up and down the aisle. There's healing in this house. Throw your nets out again. Grab your healing. The devil is a lie. By his stripes, you are healed. Healing is the children's bread. But even if you ain't saved, get your crumb. He's up in here this afternoon. Get your crumbs. This is the blessing of God. It said when they let down the net, when they did this, they caught a great multitude of fishes. Luke speaks in the plural. He makes the noun fish a plural. They caught a great multitude of fishes, and the net broke. See, you're trying to get God to give you one little thing. Just meet my one little salary. Just take care of this one thing. And you're working two, three jobs. And Haggai said, you work and you put your money in a bag, and the bag has holes in it because you didn't let down the nets. So I don't care if you're working 3-4 jobs, being pulled out of worship, being pulled out of church, and you're working 2-3 jobs, and you still don't have enough. Let down your nets. Get into this kingdom and get yourself together. God's about to bless his children. You got a barber shop, he gonna send you 100 new heads to cut. If you got a beauty salon, he gonna send you 100 new hairs to style. If you got a pedicure, manicure place, you gonna get more nails to fix this week than you ever had before. And some of you are gonna lose the jobs that you had only to step in to a financial blessing that you could not get while you were bound on that job. Let down your nets. The net broke. And they had to call out to other people to come and help them. And even when the other people came, they took in so much that all the boats began to sink. That's this kingdom. That kingdom has just enough. This kingdom has more than enough. See, you over here saying, but Pastor, I'm believing. No, you ain't, because you ain't doing. You keep saying the limitations. Take the limits off God. This same thing happened in the book of John. Same guy. After Jesus' death, before he died, he said, now listen, I'm going to go before you in Galilee. He said, so go on to Jerusalem and wait. Then when they got discouraged, they said, what are we going to do? Peter said, I go a-fishing. And they said, we go a-with thee. And John wrote and said, and they caught nothing. So they're out there toiling, trying to catch. Couldn't catch a thing. All of a sudden, somebody on the beach yelled out, children, have you any meat? Peter said, no, fish ain't biting. He said, cast your net on the right side. Lord, have mercy. You've been fishing on the wrong side. You've been fishing in this kingdom. But this kingdom, the fish are dead. Over here, they alive. They jump up out the water. Over here, you get salmon from the fish store that's been here for weeks. But I was in Seattle a few weeks ago. When you go to the Pike's Market, they catch the Alaska salmon that morning. And when they bring it in, they throw it to each other. And the fish is so fresh, you can smell it. You've been over here getting stale fish from the devil. And the Lord's inviting you over here to get the blessings of the Lord that are made new every day. You keep trying to get God to solidify your position over there. And God is saying, but I've got stuff over here that you won't let me give you. And every time the enemy hits you with stuff over there, all you've got to do is believe the report of over here. I am more than a conqueror. Change your life. Change your attitude. Stop talking about death and start talking about life. I shall live and not die. My life is going to amount to something. I'm going to be the head and not the tail. I am going to be on top and not the bottom. Why? Because that's the principle of this kingdom. And when God blesses you, your blessing is not designed for you alone. So tell your neighbor, don't be selfish. Look at your neighbor and say, hunks, don't be selfish. The way to ensure God's blessings to you is to let him know you're going to bless somebody else. Let me tell you something. Ebenezer Scrooge was always rich. He was rich in the beginning of Christmas Carol, and he was rich at the end. The only difference was he had to be exposed to something so that he could become grateful for something else. Now, the ghost of Christmas past couldn't break him. All he did was let him see what he missed. The ghost of Christmas present didn't totally break him. But it was the ghost of Christmas yet to come. When the ghost of Christmas yet to come got finished with Ebenezer, the first thing he did was give. I need you to process that. When you have an encounter with God, the first thing you do is give. Why? Because the primary attribute of love is for God so loved that he, and Jesus loved us and he, his life. If you are not giving, you do not love. If you don't have somebody to give to, then you are a miserable person. You need to meet the ghost of Christmas yet to come. They're probably sitting right next to you. Be careful when entertaining strangers. Some have entertained angels and didn't even know it was an angel. I don't blow anybody off. I walk into Dunkin' to get my coffee, and somebody out there, sir, do you got any change? No, here's $5, because you might be an angel. Oh, no. Oh, I don't take no chances. I don't turn anybody down. I give a minimum of $5. Here you go. Get what you want. Oh, sir, thank you. Yes, just remember my name when you get to heaven. Tell God it was Eric Lambert. You don't have to say bishop or pastor. He'll know. Because I don't know if it's an angel or not, but some of us are so tight, we don't even take the chance. Lord, that might be your blessing. That might be the final stage of your blessing. There's a window about to open, but you won't even give to a stranger. He's telling you, throw out your nets. I was at 18th and Chestnut. Man came up to me. He said, sir, I ain't have nothing to eat. I said, you didn't? He said, no. He said, I've been asking people, and they wouldn't give me nothing to eat. He said, will you give me money for food? I said, absolutely not. I said, but come on with me. I took him down to the restaurant, sat him up at the counter. I stood there. I asked the waitress, would you come here, ma'am? I said, give him whatever he wants. He didn't believe it. He said, you sure? I said, yeah, go ahead. So he was still kind of tentative. So he said, I'll just take a cup of coffee and some toast. I said, man, you better get yourself something to eat. He says, you sure? I said, yeah. He said, I want some sausage, some eggs, some grits. I want some home fries. I want some ham. I said, load it up. Give him whatever he want. I said, give him whatever he want. Lady came over. She said, who gonna pay for it? I put down a $50 bill. I said, here. I said, this will take care of all that he needs, and you keep the rest for you. He looked up at me with tears in his eyes. He said, sir, I thank you. I said, no, thank God. I said, because it was his will that caused me to run into you today. It was his will that caused you to come to me because God knew my heart. My brothers and sisters, be careful not to entertain strangers. You don't know that God may be using this as your net. I love to give. I love it. Why? That's the principle of this kingdom. Hear what he said. Give, and it shall be given to you. That one says, I ain't got it. I can't do it. That's why you poor. That's why you broke. Over here, he said, give, and I'll cause, woo, people. I'm waiting for a phone call from Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett's going to call me. He's going to say, Pastor Lambert. Yes, Warren. Last night I was sleeping, and an angel came to me and said, I'm to take $30 million, put it in your church account for your new building. Now, some of y'all are sitting here saying, that ain't never going to happen. I take you back to the year 2014 when I got a phone call from a Southern Baptist cattle farmer in Texas who saw our program and wanted to give to our ministry. Called up and said, will you guys take credit cards? I gave his information to our director of financial service. About Wednesday, I went in. I said, did somebody call from Texas? She said, oh, yeah, Pastor, they called. I'm thinking maybe it's a $500 donation or maybe $100. I said, how much he give? She said, $10,000. That man called me. He said, now, I want you to know that I'm going to give in various intervals. Why? Because Bethel tithes to other ministries. We give to those churches that are small and those missionary groups that can't make it. Because the principle of tithing that works for you works for us. And that's why we're going to build our church without a mortgage.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
08316P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church. A place where miracles still happen.
Bethel Deliverance International Church is now live streaming. Tune in and experience live worship with us through the Bethel app, Facebook, and BethelDeliverance.org. It's all happening Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Your worship experience is just one click away.